From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting as President Donald Trump prepares to announce whether to reimpose sanctions on Iran, effectively walking away from the international nuclear accord with Tehran. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani issued a warning. In a speech carried on state television, he said if America leaves the accord, it will soon see that this will entail historic remorse for it. Mr. Trump has referred to the agreement as good for Iran and bad for everyone else. He plans the decision whether to reimpose sanctions waived under the 2015 deal by Saturday. U.S. allies, including Britain, are urging Washington to stay in the deal and change its flaws. Kim Derrick, the U.K. ambassador, appeared on the CBS program Face the Nation.
But the message we are hearing from all contacts in this administration is that although the president's views on the deal are very clear and have been out there for months and months, actually for years, that a final decision hasn't yet been taken.
British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson is due in Washington this week to discuss the matter. On Fox News Sunday, the Republican chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, Congressman Mac Thornberry, was asked what he would do.
I would counsel against it. I was opposed to the Iran deal. I thought it was a bad deal. Iran got most of the benefit up front with relief of sanctions and a plane load of cash that President Obama sent over there. So we lost a lot of our leverage. But the key question is, okay, now we are where we are. What happens next if the U.S. pulls out?
Israel's prime minister continued to call for an end to the agreement. Nigerian police officials Sunday said at least 45 were killed in the northern village of Gwaska Saturday in Kaduna State, an area known for incidents of armed banditry. This is VOA News.